I'm Clyde Lewis, and you're about to listen to a sample of today's Ground Zero show. If you'd like to hear the podcast in its entirety, sign up at aftermath.media.
I'm Clyde Lewis, and this is Ground Zero. The numbers to call tonight, 503-225-0860. That's 503-225-0860. You know, maybe politically incorrect to say it, but many people are conspiracy theorists to some degree. Many people sometimes didn't want to believe, they don't want to believe that, they have this ability. Some people, they're telekinetic. Some people are hypnotic. Some people have second sight. And we're told to open pathways to spiritual enlightenment and spark the fires of imagination from time to time. Open your mind, right? Open your mind. Let the spirit guide you. That kind of stuff. You know, it's time to understand that while we are being brainwashed into believing that everything is political, we need not forget that behind it all is magic of all kinds. Whether it's sympathetic magic or the deepest occult alchemy, we have to understand that it may not be what you believe about the unknown mysteries of God that matters. It's dealing with those who lead you that worship unseen alien gods that you have to be aware of. Alien gods, demon gods, take your pick. I mean, they have sacred holidays too. Okay, not just Christmas and New Year's and, you know, Yom Kippur. No, they have other holidays. They have sacred, secret holidays. Then, you know, when I say they, I mean those in power that allow for priestcraft to creep into their daily lives and practices. For them, power is just too fragile to take for granted, and so many resort to the worship of, well, Luciferian philosophies. And with those philosophies, they're able to shape and mold the world. I mean, hell, they'll even burn it down if you have the right tools and the right incentive to build back better, right? Build back better. Reboot, reset. Isn't that what we've been told over the last 4 years? Fourth turning, fourth industrial revolution. New World Order. Everything burns, they tell you. Everything burns, and then from the ashes comes a very, very powerful message. On February 25th, 2024, Aaron Bushnell was an active-duty U.S. airman. He set himself on fire outside the Israeli embassy in Washington, D.C. He live-streamed the act on Twitch. Speaking into a camera on a selfie stick, he said, "My name is Aaron Bushnell. I'm an active duty member of the United States Air Force." And his final words were, "The United States Air Force and I will no longer be complicit in genocide." And after ignition, he repeatedly yelled, "Free Palestine," as his flesh was burning off of his skin. He was taken to the hospital, and then he later died. On April 19th, 2024, Maxwell Azzarello, he immolated as well, self-immolated as well. 37-year-old man from St. Augustine, Florida, set fire to himself outside of the New York courthouse where jurors were being chosen for the New York State criminal trial of former U.S. President Donald Trump. He doused himself in a flammable liquid before throwing what the media said were conspiracy theory pamphlets into the air. He set them ablaze. Well, actually, he set himself ablaze. He survived moments afterwards, but he later died from his injuries. Of course, the media jumped all over the conspiracy theory angle. I mean, quite possibly looking for a way to blame someone like Alex Jones or someone else. But I think when you hear Laura Coates, who's CNN reporter that day, she was standing in the park doing another report, and this is her as she saw the man setting fire to himself, and this is how she described it.
Okay, we also are seeing an active shooter is in the park outside the court. We have a man who is, he has set fire to himself. A man has emblazoned himself outside of the courthouse just now. Our cameras are turning right now. A man has now lit himself on fire outside of the courthouse in Manhattan, where we are waiting his history to be made. A full jury panel is gone. We are watching a man who is fully emblazoned in the front of the courthouse today. We are watching multiple fires breaking out around his body and person. We have seen an arm that has been visible that has been engulfed in total flames. There is chaos that is happening. People are wondering right now if people are in danger. I'm looking across the courtyard. There is a man racing to his aid. There is coats coming off to try to put out the fire. We have members of security details. NYPD is rushing to the scene. They are trying to come out. Officers are on the scene. A fire extinguisher is right now present being put on this man to try to put out. People are climbing over barricades to try to separate the public to put out the flame on this man. He has lit himself out in fire in front of the courthouse right now. We are watching as they're playing. We can smell the air. I can smell the burning of some sort of a flesh. I can smell the burning of some sort of agent being used as well as an accelerant to put that fire. I smell an actual fire extinguisher having been displayed. I see a person whose body appears to be on the ground being surrounded by officers. I have multiple officers. I count about a dozen officers on the scene. The fire is still burning. It's now in multiple locations. It continues to blaze. We right now have officers removing their coats, trying to surround this person to envelop their body to prevent them from further going into flames. You can smell, I'm sitting here with Evan Perez, you can smell burning flesh, you can smell an accelerant. The flames are continuing to engulf his person. I hear shouts that are coming from across the courtyard. I have people, multiple people running over another fire extinguisher being brought out. This person's body continues to be engulfed in flames. A portion of his body is still engulfed in flames. A yellow smoke is billowing from on top of his person as it is engulfing the officers who are continuing to try to put out these flames that are continuing to emblazon. Now the officers are not visible through the gulf and the cloud.
That's Laura Coates from CNN giving the play-by-play of Maxwell Azarello, who set fire to himself during the New York State criminal trial of U.S. former President Donald Trump. She was praised for her reporting. I thought she did a great job, too, but I can't help but wonder if that rattling off that she was doing was because she was in total shock at what she was witnessing. A man setting fire to himself in the middle of a courtyard in New York. And she just continued, I mean, not since the Hindenburg disaster have I heard such detailed reporting that could be played on a radio and you'd be able to see it in your mind's eye of Maxwell Azarello setting fire to himself, dousing himself with liquid, throwing out all these conspiracy pamphlets, and immediately the media jumps on it thinking that he's some whack job conspiracy theorist, wants to blame, of course, the radio for doing this. But in the meantime, we're going to talk more about this. 503-225-0860. That's 503-225-0860. We'll be back. You just listened to a segment of Ground Zero. If you'd like to hear previous shows along with having access to our online library and social media platform, sign up now at aftermath.media. It's only $10 a month, and there's also yearly specials to fit your budget. Again, go to aftermath.media. I'm Clyde Lewis, and thank you for supporting Ground Zero.